Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you know, there's a lot of talk in the world about gender equality and, quote, gender roles and responsibilities. And there's really a special need among women to feel equal and valued and respected in the workplace, in their communities, in churches, and in homes. And while there are devastating statistics that do not support this equality at all, there is a place where women can be complete equals and respected for their inherent virtues, personalities, talents, and traits. And that place is Christianity. So Sharon Eubank, the director of LDS Charities, recently wrote a fabulous article in the Ensign magazine about why women can be honored as equals under the context of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she said, quote, "What women hunger for is our doctrine. There is a hunger among many women in the world to be valued, to find purpose for their energies, to find men who want to build families and be faithful. Far from being restrictive and conservative, Christ's doctrine on women's roles, how men and women relate and interact in concert, is the most moderate, powerful, enlightened, and energizing doctrine I have ever heard expressed." End quote. So Eubank then goes on into different reasons why Christianity is the great equalizer for both men and women. And we're going to go into a few of those topics that she covers today. So the number one reason is that God holds men and women equally accountable for keeping his commandments. So God sets the same standards and expectations for both men and women. He doesn't approve of abuse, fornication, neglect, or oppression from either group of people. And he has clearly laid out where we all come from, why we are here on earth, and where we can go if we are faithful and obedient to his laws on the earth. There are no special exemptions made. We all have a straight and narrow path to choose to follow with the same covenants to make if we want to return to live with God and our families again. And we all need to use our agency for good in choosing to believe, in repenting, being baptized by the priesthood authority, by receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and accessing the powers of heaven through prayer to help us endure joyfully to the end. And I love this quote by Sister Julie B. Beck, who is the former LDS General Relief Society president. She said, quote, "I have a testimony gained from pondering and studying the scriptures of a plan of happiness given to us by our Father in heaven. That plan has a part for his daughters," end quote. And the second thing that Eubank mentions in her article is that we practice God's will at church because we make equal covenants. Men and women, we both covenant to believe, to serve, to care for, and lead God's people. And church gives us an incredible opportunity to do that. But it's up to us to take full advantage of these opportunities by preparing each Sunday for the lessons and the ordinances we'll participate in, by public speaking, by making decisions and actively participating in discussions and helping to meet the needs of those who lack physical and spiritual blessings. We're both charged with those types of responsibilities. And then Eubank talks about the power of God, the priesthood power, and how it's here for all of us. It's here to bless all of us. While men and women, we do have different responsibilities in how the priesthood is carried out and used in each of our callings, we can each access this power directly to bless our lives and our families and the different groups in the church that we are in charge of. And then Eubank mentions the importance of keeping ourselves, each individually, worthy to have the Spirit in our home. If we want to be worthy of God's blessings, we have got to do our own individual part in nurturing healthy relationships, in treating others with respect and kindness, and fulfilling our own duties and responsibilities to God and our family. And Elder David A. Bednar of the LDS Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "By divine design, men and women are intended to progress together toward perfection and a fullness of glory." And I absolutely love how apparent it is that gender equality is important to God, and it's very apparent in Christianity, in the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. And we are going to end our episode today with a scripture from the Book of Mormon in 2 Nephi chapter 26 and the latter half of verse 33. And it says, "And he," meaning God, "inviteth them all to come unto him and partake of his goodness, and he denieth none that come unto him. black and white, bond and free, male and female, and he remembereth the heathen, and all are alike unto God, both Jew and Gentile. Thank you so much for tuning into our episode today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.